AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. At the Tokyo Olympics, another American beach volleyball player, Taylor Crabb, has tested positive for the coronavirus and is out of the games. The U.S. women's softball team won again. Tomorrow is the opening ceremony in Tokyo. Director Kentaro Kobayashi has been fired. He was accused of using a joke about the Holocaust in his 1998 comedy act, including the phrase, "Let's play Holocaust." Organizing Committee President Seiko Hashimoto says they did not know at all that such a thing existed. This time she says they found the problem, and as this has various diplomatic issues, they thought it would be important to deal with it as soon as possible. Earlier this week, a composer whose music was to be used at the ceremony was forced to resign because of past bullying of his classmates, which he boasted about in magazine interviews. The segment of his music will not be used. First Lady Jill Biden is in Tokyo for the opening ceremony. In a stop in Alaska, she talked about a spike in coronavirus cases.
Choose to get vaccinated. Maybe you think, you know, whether or not one person gets vaccinated doesn't really matter. But it does.
The Biden administration says it's making $3 billion in economic development grants available to communities, a tenfold increase in the program paid for by the coronavirus relief bill. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says Republicans won't back a boost in the debt limit. President Biden says Republicans got the country to this point.
For the last 4 years, they've just extended the debt limit. The reason for the significant debt is because of their debt. Their tax limit, their tax cut.
Also from Tokyo, after images of Olympic soccer players taking a knee were excluded from official highlight reels and social media channels, the IOC says kneeling protests will be shown in the future. This is AP News. The Senate rejects an effort to move along an infrastructure plan.
The result was no surprise.
On this vote, the yeas are 49, the nays are 51, three-fifths of the senators duly chosen and sworn, not having voted in the affirmative. The motion is not agreed to.
Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer changing his vote.
At the end of the vote, I changed my response to a no so that I may move to reconsider this vote at a future time.
Both Democratic and Republican negotiators say they should have the infrastructure bill ready either by the end of the week or early next week. Tim McGuire, Washington.
A judge in California cleared the way for conservative radio talk show host Larry Elder to join the field of candidates for an upcoming recall election aimed at removing Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom from office. The state had argued his tax information submitted was incomplete, but Elder said he submitted all the required documents. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.